That's right. There's a big open house coming up. And again, the focus is on the university partnership through Lorain County Community College. Our guest on the line now is Associate Provost John Crooks. And good morning, John. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about this for people who may not be familiar with the university partnership. It's been around a long time now, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's been around since the late 1990s, mid-1990s.
So what happens at an open house?
We present the university partnership and overview of the partners, and then we focus on specific partnership programs. We have four of our 12 partners that we will be focusing on this particular event. They are Cleveland State University and its programs, Hiram College programs, John Carroll, and Ohio University. So we have four of our 12 partners that we will be highlighting at this session.
And how are those partners chosen?
Those partners are on a rotating basis, so we can make sure we have a significant number of our programs highlighted without getting into the details of our 50-plus programs we have in the entirety of our partnership.
When people are choosing what university partnership to participate in, what is, since they're going to be all at the same LCCC campus, what about the individual schools attracts them to one or not the other? What do you see that being?
Oh, one of the great parts is we bring in a school that is known for a particular program. Like Cleveland State University is going to have its psychology partnership, its nonprofit administration and urban studies there. John Carroll University will have its Master of Arts in Clinical Mental Health Counseling there. Hiram will have a focus on accounting. And Ohio University, the Bachelor's of Technical and Applied Studies. We have a variety of programs that should meet the needs of almost everyone in the county for a much more affordable ways to the baccalaureate or graduate program.
At what point does a student then become part of that university partnership as opposed to just sort of through the LCC associate track?
That depends on the partnership program. Many of our, it's usually after the completion of the associate degree, but we've also arranged for many 3+1 programs, which means you don't complete 3 years and then 1 year with us. You actually complete your associate degree, and then you are taking classes both from Lorain and the university partner. And of the 120 credit hours, you only pay 30 credit hours at the university cost.
Do the students ever get to do anything on the actual campuses of those partners? Is there any kind of a relationship in that regard, or is that totally up to the student?
That is totally up to the student, but we do encourage that. They can participate in graduation either on our campus as part of the Lorain County Community College graduation or the university partnership and the university partner site for graduation.
John, for the students, what should they be looking for when they come to the fair? What should they keep in mind? What should they ask?
They should ask, is this a program that I want to do? Is it accessible, affordable? And do we have the mode of delivery that is best suited for them? And our partnership programs, we do rely on face-to-face instruction, some interactive video distance learning interaction, and also online courses.
How are the partners able to create enough of an interest so that their classes have enough students to make it justified for them doing something like this?
Well, that's a great question. One of the things we do is we ask the community for input on what degree programs they're looking for. We also ask employers. And you notice I indicate we have 40 baccalaureate, 10 master's programs. We don't have the number of programs that Ohio State or some of the other institutions have. We're trying to make sure we have a fit and match specific to our local community.
We're talking this morning with John Crooks, Associate Provost with the Lorain County Community College's University Partnership. So this is one of those things where when it was first announced or way back at a time, you thought, oh, interesting, you're taking a community college and you're hooking it up with those four-year colleges that people go away to, and now you're bringing it right here to the colleges here. Is this something that community colleges are doing around the state or the country, or is this something that really is being led by LCCC?
In the state of Ohio, Lorain County Community College is the first. Lakeland Community College has just established university partnership. We established our model after the Macomb model in Michigan. But I would say we are a leader in this particular idea of the 3+1 in the university partnership programs.
How does this, and we know going to LCCC saves us money. How does that impact with university partnership? Is it a similar thing, too?
Yes, what we're trying to do is create a win-win situation for universities. They're getting students that are often place-bound and would have a very hard time, like the Bachelor of Technical Applied Studies. They're not going to be able to move to Athens to complete the coursework at the Ohio University's main campus, but they can complete it with the assistance of Lorain County Community College.
Now, the open house that's going on tomorrow, you say you're featuring the four schools, but I guess any of the things they can find out in general information about the partnerships too, right?
Yes, from 6 to about 6:15, we will have an overview of the university partnership, and we will be able to answer any questions for all of our partnership programs.
All right. And if people want to find out more about this event going on, what's a good place for them to kind of get any more details?
They can call 440-366-4823. Our contact is Karen Tomko for this event.
All right. Thank you, John. John Crooks, Associate Provost from Lorain County Community College, thank you so much for being with us this morning, and good luck with your program tomorrow night.
Thank you so much for having us on.
And again, that program will be held tomorrow night between 6 and 8 o'clock in the iLoft 207 on the campus of Lorain County Community College. The event is free and open to the public. You can register in advance if you like, simply going to their website or giving them a call at 440-366-4949. That's 440-366-4949.